Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is it. This is Watchman on the Wall, End Time, Internet Ministry, End Time. Looking, hoping, expecting for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. It's all about Christ coming back to earth. Amen. Getting this thing straightened out. Letting the world know who God is. That's what's happening today. Everybody's saying, oh, what's going on? End time. I've been doing this for 57 years. End time. I started in 1965. I've been pounding God's word with a sludgehammer wherever I go. I've been ministering. I've been into correction centers. I've been on the street corner. I've been in churches. I've been... you name it, I just about been there. Amen. Trying to get the world convinced by the word of God, and the spirit of God and the love of God and the mercy of God is trying to get man convinced that you need to be born again. That's the way to salvation. Jesus Christ is the only way that a man can receive salvation. Is from the Son of God, the Son of Man, Elohim, Jehovah, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, the Almighty God. And the only way God could do that, he had to send his Son, Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is God Almighty, the Eternal One in the flesh. He became man. And when he was born without sin. No sin nowhere. No sin nowhere. He was a sinless man, God man, because God cannot sin. I'm going to tell you that now. Listen to me. Because we're not here. Me and Brother Tim is not here to pound you and talk about you and to say things that you're doing. If you know things that you're doing, we're going to let the word do that. But we're here to let you know you must be born again. You must know Jesus Christ and let him come into your life in order for you to go to heaven. Amen. The only way you can go is through the blood. No blood, no sacrifice. No sacrifice. Amen. The whole human race is damned forever. And I thank God Almighty. I thank God Almighty that he's a God of love. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of forgiveness. He's a God of gods, and he'll love you. If you want to be loved by God, he'll love you to the end of your life. And after the end of your life, he'll take you on into eternity where you can live with him forever and ever and ever. And you won't have to face no more demons or devils, no more war, no more killing, no more murder, no more rape, no more whoremongering, no more adultery. Man, we'll be set free forever.
Amen.
By the love. Oh, my God. God got so much love for you. And those that's out there listening to this radio program, this internet program, coming to you from Warren, Ohio, and coming to you from Texas. Amen. Down there where it's a little hot. I guess it's getting hot down there now, but it's kind of chilly around in this area. But anyway, we are here to heat you up. We're here to let you know that there's hope. There's hope for the world in Jesus Christ. And we going to give you a prayer. Amen. I'm going to pray. And after I get through praying, Brother Tim going to come on in and he's going to kick it off because I know he's been studying today. Mm-hmm. I know he's been in prayer. I've been in prayer. We've been waiting for this moment because, amen, this is all we have to do. Amen.
That's
I don't care what I do today. I don't care what I do today. When it's time for us to come on, we're going to be here. Amen. We're going to be here and tell you how much God loves you. How much God is concerned about you. How much God is willing enough that he'll give you opportunity to live with him forever. And that's through the sacrificial death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The only thing that God hates, he hates sin. He can't deal with it. He can't tolerate it. He can't put up with it but so much longer. And except you repent, except you turn from your wicked ways, except you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, confess with your mouth, and let him come into your life. If you don't receive Jesus Christ while you're alive now and you die without him, you're going to go to hell. I'm not promise you that. The word of God has already said it. I ain't got no heaven and no hell to put nobody in. And I'm not no self-righteous preachers. I'm not putting myself above nobody. I'm on ground level with you. I'm a messenger. Crying in the wilderness. Make way for the Lord passes. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We come to you this evening. We're going to be back tomorrow night. We're going to be back another night. We're going to be back because we know all our help comes from thee. And, Lord, what we want to do, we want to use your word, use your Holy Spirit, use your wisdom, and you give us wisdom to know how to rightly divide the word of truth that we can convince those that are living in sin, those that don't believe in the word of God, that we can convince them by the Holy Spirit and by the word of God to repent from their sins and turn from their wicked ways. We just ask you right now to go with Brother Tim right now in his endeavor to bring this word of life. Amen. That he can win some souls, that we both can win some souls, that when we get to heaven, hallelujah, somebody can say, hey, I know you. I heard you. Amen. Right. You ain't going to lose your memory. When you go to heaven, you're going to remember everything. Woo! Amen. Good God. Father, we just ask you right now, go with us. And, Lord, let us be exact on time. Let us rightly divide the road of truth through your wonderful grace and your blood shed on Calvary's cross. In Jesus' name, I'm going to say to the church out there, to those that are born again and those that are not saved, God loves you. Brother Tim, in Jesus' name, go ahead with it.
Amen. Amen. In the holy name of our Heavenly Father, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. We are grateful for this opportunity to bring the word of Yahweh, amen, and his son,
amen.
Yeshua. Amen. We thank him for the ancient patriarch, amen, Abraham, for being the father of many nations, the father of the Hebrew chosen people. Amen. We thank him tonight. Amen. We are so grateful for this opportunity. Brother, I am so grateful right now. Man, I can't even begin to tell you or explain to you how grateful I am. Amen. I'm so grateful for my salvation. Amen. It is important because I hear that they're saying in certain communities that suicide is on the rise. And I'll say this. Amen. Choose Christ. Choose God. Because only what you do for Christ will last. Amen. And there's nothing in this life, amen, that's worth more than salvation. I understand that people get stressed over jobs. People get stressed over not having jobs. People get stressed over the losing worldly possessions, your house, your car, amen, whatever it is, because we do work so hard. Amen. But they put these things before you to entice you that this is it. This is all there is to live a prosperous life here on earth. Amen. That's the deceit of the devil. Amen. Because this ain't all. Amen. There is
a day
of reckoning coming.
Coming.
Amen. Now, I'm going to say that again. There is a day of reckoning coming. And I believe that day of reckoning is coming soon. Amen.
Soon.
We want you all to be ready and prepared for the return of our Lord and Savior. This is our job to get you prepared, to get you ready, because I am still convinced that majority of the church is not ready or not seeking the return of Christ. Amen?
Come on.
In fact, according to Scripture, I know that that's true, because in Revelation, out of seven churches, only two had no conviction.
The other five churches,
amen. God, Christ, amen, had conviction. Amen. He was not happy with the other five churches. Amen. So if you do the math, that's less than 30%. Less than 30%. So basically, what are you saying, preacher? What are you saying, pastor? I'm saying to you, I'm telling you right now, less than 30% when the trumpet sound is going back. Amen.
That's a fact.
Amen. Over 500 million people will disappear off this planet, including the children. Amen. Once the trumpet sounds. We believe that this time is drawing near. Amen.
Yes, it is.
The time of the end, amen,
yes,
was originally shown to Enoch. Enoch was one of the first patriarchs that God
amen, warned that the end was going to come. He also let Adam and them know, amen, but mainly it was showed to Enoch. Enoch was taken up in the spirit, and he was showed, amen, places in heaven. He was showed, amen, the place where the resurrected dead, the unjust, was going to spend all eternity.
Oh, amen.
So, yeah. Amen. Amen, doctor. We don't want nobody lost. Amen. We're going to continue to see it until the trumpet sounds or until he calls us home, whichever one comes first. Amen. We don't want nobody to be lost. There is so much going on in this world. Death is running rampant. Amen.
Rampant.
The death, Lucifer, Satan is getting them out of here as fast as he can. He's getting them out of here. Amen. And we don't want no one to be a victim of the devil. We want you to receive salvation before it's too late. So, amen. So we're going to go ahead. And tonight what I want to talk about, brother, if it's all right, I want to talk about the judgments. Amen. Because the day of reckoning is coming. The
it's
day
coming.
Of reckoning is near. Our salvation is near. Amen. So with that being said, I want to point your attention to Daniel, the 12th chapter.
All right.
Amen. I want to share with you all. Amen. I know I've read this before, but I'm going to share some more scriptures with it. Amen. I want to talk about the time of the end that Daniel was shown. Amen. Daniel was shown some things. Amen. According to God shared some things with Daniel to write. Amen. To future generations, because he told Daniel, he said, and he told Daniel, and Daniel the 12th chapter, verse 13, he says, "But go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest." In other words, Daniel was going to pass away long before Christ was going to return to the earth, the first before Christ was born, and before Christ was to return. Amen. He's going to be
long gone.
So when he said rest, God said, "I will give your soul, your spirit rest." God will give you rest. And that is what we're striving for as believers. We're striving for the rest. Amen. We're striving for eternal salvation and to be with the King for all eternity. Amen. And
praise
so,
God.
Amen. Amen. And it said in the scripture, it said, "And stand in thy lot at the end of the day." So
all
what
right.
He said was at the end of time, which is the last 1,000 years. That's going to be the end of time. At the last 1,000 years, we know that we are in the very end. The last 1,000 years on this earth is going to be the millennial reign for the saints, for those, for the just, for those who believe in Christ, believe in God, who serve God on this earth. Amen. He says, "Stand in thy lot." In other words, God promised Daniel and those Israelites, amen, amen, that were obedient to him, that you're going to be rewarded. Amen. I got something for you, a promise for you in the end.
Yes.
Now, what I want to really call your attention to is Daniel, the 12th chapter, verses 2 and 3. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Verses 2 and 3. Amen. Daniel, the 12th chapter, verse 2 says, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt."
Yes, Lord.
Make no doubt about it. There is no escape. Judgment is coming.
Yes, it
what
is.
What am
Doctor.
I saying? You're going to have to give an account for your life if you are not covered in the blood.
Come
if
on,
you
now.
Choose not to receive salvation in Christ and to be born again by the blood of Christ, amen, if you choose not
Come
to,
on.
You're going to be raised to everlasting, to shame and everlasting contempt.
Come on,
and
tell
let me tell you, amen, I don't like to be confronted at all, amen, and the
Come
brother
on.
Knows that, hey, Pastor, I don't like nobody confront me in you know, about certain things, so that's why I do the best that I can to do what I'm supposed to. And because nobody likes to be judged. Nobody likes to be confronted. Amen. But These people are going to be raised to everlasting contempt. Amen. So I want to share with you some more scriptures.
Go ahead, brother, to
Matthew, the 25th chapter, verse 46.
Uh-huh.
Let me go over that real quick. Amen. Book of Matthew.
All right.
Amen. Matthew, the 25th chapter, verse 46. Amen. This is what it says. There we go. Amen. It says, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. See, the sinner man don't want to deal with the fact that living, amen, they're going to be judged. It's going to come to an end, and they're going to have to give an account. You're
going
to spend eternity somewhere, whether it's
somewhere.
Amen. I hate to say it, if it's in hell or if it's in the lake of fire, which it really would be both, amen, or if you will spend it with Christ, amen, Yahshua and Yahweh for all eternity with his holy angels. Amen. With the other saints. Amen. With the loved ones. You're going to have to spend all eternity. We are getting very close to the end, and people are steady dying and leaving this world rapidly. Not aged people, not mature age people. We're talking about young people.
Young
beautiful
people.
Of all
ages,
beautiful people are leaving this world. Amen. And we are just, amen, we are preaching the word, preaching the gospel. We don't want nobody lost. We want you to receive salvation before it is too late. Amen. Now, I'm going to read Daniel, the 12th chapter, verse 3. It says, and they that be wise. What does the scripture say? Those that be wise. Those that choose salvation. Those that believe in the power of the cross.
Yeah.
Those of us that believe that Christ died for our sins, that he was raised from the dead.
Come on.
That's being wise, to make a choice to believe in Christ and to believe in God. Amen. So,
amen.
That's a very, very wise choice to choose salvation. Watch what
Come
the scripture said. Watch what Daniel wrote in verse 3. He says, those that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. In other words, bright as the sun. And they that turn many to righteousness as
Come
the
on.
Stars forever. In
Hallelujah.
Words, those that are preaching salvation, we are here on the forefront, the battlefield. We're doing what we can. Even if you're not on the forefront, if you're saving friends, if you're saving church members, if you're saving the people in your circle, amen. The Bible says that you're going to shine bright for all eternity. God's power and promises never fade away. For all eternity,
Come on.
you're going to get this bright garment that's beautiful. Amen.
Come
and
on.
So the time of the judgments is near. There
near.
Is almost time. Amen. Now, I understand that we believe that the rapture, the gathering together of the church by our Lord and Savior Christ, could happen this year in 2022. I
strongly
believe that. Amen. Not saying that I know for a fact, because I want to make sure I put that disclaimer out there, because some people believe that when we say that, we are saying that we know we know that when Christ has come back. That's not what we're saying. We're saying according to the times and seasons and the things that are happening in the world, according to the scripture, we believe that we are very, very near. Amen. If it don't
come on.
Amen. I tell you this, you have an idea. You have knowledge of revelation. You have knowledge of the scriptures that we have shared with you. And now you know to, one, watch for Christ, and to watch for these things that are happening now. Amen. Because it's going to happen. Amen. But I strongly believe, amen, I know me and the doctor strongly believe that this is the year. Amen.
This
Time
is the year.
Is up. God is
Come
is
on,
fire.
amen, of man's sin. Man is just not making the decision to come to Christ. He's not making the decision to come to God. God is tired. Amen. I believe that his judgment is close. Amen. So before I get into some judgments, I want to share with you some more scriptures. I want to share with you, let's go over to St. John. Let's see if I got a little time left. Okay, I got a little time.
Go ahead, brother.
Amen. St. John, the fifth chapter.
Yes, sir.
Verses 28 and 29. Again, St. John, verses 28 and 29. The fifth chapter. I'm sorry, St. John, the fifth chapter, verse 28 and 29. Watch what the scripture says. The scripture says, marvel not at this,
yay,
for the hour is,
woo,
coming. Did you hear that?
Coming.
For the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. Man, that is some power. So what the scripture is saying is that one day Christ is going to shout with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise. So he's going to,
yes,
say something specific. Whatever it is that he's going to say, whatever it is that he's going to shout, whether he'll shout everybody's name, because he's the word of God. He's very powerful. He can speak and say multiple names. He can do that. Amen. I believe that he can do that. So when he shout, whatever it is that he shout, only,
yes,
the,
sir,
dead in Christ were, only the just, not the unjust, just the just. So the unjust will still be laying in the grave. But the,
yes,
just,
sir,
according,
yes,
to the scripture, shall be caught, mm-hmm, up to heaven to be with the Lord forevermore.
Come,
amen,
on. Amen.
But there's also going to come a time at the end of time.
Come on.
At the end of time, after the 1,000 years, at the end of that 1,000 years, when Satan is done away with, when he's done with, that's it. He's going to cast Satan into the lake of fire, and after that, he's going to raise the dead. The unjust, those who rejected him, those who chose not to believe in him, he's going to shout, and they are going to hear his voice, and they're going to come about those graves.
Yeah.
The hour is coming. You better
coming.
Hear me. Amen. That they should hear his voice, and they will going to come out the graves. Verse 29 says, and shall come forth that they, that, I'm sorry, verse 29, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
Come,
amen,
on, preacher.
A lot of people want to act like this is not going to happen. This is scripture. I can't make this up. I'm not that good. This is going to take place. This is going to happen. Amen. We know that the judgment of the just and the unjust is about to take place. And I'm going to read this real quick. I'm going to turn it over to the brother. First,
all right,
the 15th chapter, verse 41 and 42. First Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verses 41,
yes,
and 42.
Yes, sir.
This is what it says. It says, there is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. You're going to be raised in incorruption. Your salvation happens now, not later. But,
come on.
Amen. It happens now, not later. But once he raised you from the dead, this vile body, amen, that gets sick, it gets ill, we are born,
yeah,
dying.
Yeah.
We will die no more. You, I won't need glasses. I may get my hair back. I have a youthful body. I will get to live for all eternity and never age. The surgery that I've had, I won't hurt no more.
Amen. No more knee pain, no more back pain, no more high blood pressure, no more stress, no more depression, no more have to deal with these stinking jobs and dealing with people and their nasty attitude. No more of any of that. God,
come on, preach
that it is going to be raised in incorruption. Amen.
Amen.
So what I want to say to you before I turn over to the brother is that heaven and hell and the lake of fire are a reality. These are places people go. When you go to a funeral, everybody wants to imagine their loved ones. As beautiful as they were, everybody wants to put them in heaven. The reality is that when you close your eyes on this side, when you die and leave this world, your soul goes somewhere. And as beautiful as some of those morticians can make those people look, they can make the people like they're alive, but they're just sleeping. Don't you know at that very instant that you're looking at that dead body, that soul is somewhere.
Somewhere.
If that soul is unjust and it rejected Christ, that person's soul is in hell. They are agonizing while you're watching that body.
Lord, have mercy.
When you go to the funeral, when you go out there to the graveyard and you visit the graveyard, that loved one is somewhere. And if they didn't see Christ before they left this world, then know where they are. They are, and I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm not saying it to make you feel bad or some type of way about your loved one, but we must tell the truth.
Come on.
They are somewhere. Amen. Ooh. Now, if they believe in Christ, and if they was a servant of God, then guess what? The Bible says that they are resting. Amen.
Come on.
God, if I will
Come
give
on.
Them rest. Amen. They are before,
amen,
the Heavenly Father, amen, in a paradise resting until
resting.
The soul's in heaven resting. The body is here on the earth in a grave, amen, in a resting, sleeping state until the trumpet sounds. Amen.
Come on.
Go ahead, doctor. Amen. I'm going to come back. Go ahead, doctor.
Don't make that mistake. Don't make that mistake.
That's right.
We're here for one reason. We're here for one unique utopia ultimate reason. And that reason is that we preach Christ crucified,
amen,
died, rose again, coming back again to get a church without a spot or wrinkle. Our ultimate goal in life, my ultimate goal in life is to win souls to Jesus Christ. Brother
right.
Tim's ultimate goal is to win souls to Jesus Christ. Why? Because we don't want you to go to hell. Why is it that we don't want you to go to hell? We see, we are saved men. We are saved, sanctified, and we are giving God the glory. Jesus Christ
Amen.
Died for us. You wouldn't have to go to hell. I'm here to let you know, don't go to hell. Receive Christ in your life. Don't put it off
right.
any longer. Time is far short. The day is far
mm-hmm.
spent. The sun is going down. I mean, it's going down fast. It's going down so fast, it's hard for me to believe that I'm 77 years old, and it seemed like it was just yesterday that I was a teenager. That's how short life is. And I thank God. I thank God Almighty with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength, that he saved my soul from sin, death, hell, and the grave. Hell is so awesome. Hell is so hot that I wouldn't want my worst enemy to go to hell.
Thank
I wouldn't. I
Come
would.
On.
I wouldn't want my worst. I wouldn't want Adolf Hitler to go to hell. But we realize that he never confessed before he killed any dictator, any crude, abominable man, a barbarian. I don't want a barbarian to go to hell, man. It's hot down there. It's burning. And there is no
right.
way out. You in eternal agony. I don't want the nicest person on the planet to go to hell. I don't want nobody to go to hell.
Yeah.
Because Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave
right.
his only begotten son. And as big as God is and powerful as God is, omnipotent power, eternal power, self-existent power, as powerful as he is, he didn't have no other way to redeem man back from God. After Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden, they were doomed for hell. But God said, I got a provision for you. I got a way that you can escape hell. See, the devil, there's no escape for Satan. Satan is doomed. Satan is done. If you want to cook a biscuit, put it in the stove. Watch it get done. When it's done, it's done. And the works of Satan is damning souls today because men and women and boys and girls at the age of accountability willfully going about their lives. They live young. They go wild. They don't think they're going to get old. They do what they want to do. In the middle age, they've did it so long that they think God is going to save them. Let them go to heaven like they are, and then the elderly is more like got gospel hardened. In other words, they don't hear the gospel, and reject the gospel, so they don't want to hear the gospel no more. And the world is coming up a hardened heart. They're trying to defy God. They're trying to elite God. They're trying to get rid of God. They don't want God in their lives. And so when you die in your sins, the Bible says, I didn't say that. I said the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. In other words, you don't have to work for nothing. The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God, for you must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder for those that diligently seek him. Now, if you want salvation, you got to seek the Lord with all your mind, all your heart, all your soul. And they tell me if you seek him and repent of your sin, guess what will happen? Jesus Christ will come on and step on into your life. And when he steps into your life, he will change you from that hatred. He will change you from that racial prejudice. He will change you all the way around. He'll make you a new creature in Jesus Christ. And you can walk in this world with your head not high, but you can walk through the world with boldness and don't have to worry about what's going on today. Because what the brother said, judgment is coming. And a lot of people say, well, I don't believe it's that close. I don't believe it's that, I think we got a lot of time. But I'm just going to read, give you four evidence to let you know how close we really are. Man, we're so close, man. Amen. I can't even turn around and look back and bring back what the Bible prophecy has already been fulfilled and still being fulfilled and yet more to be fulfilled. And the one that's coming up pretty soon, that's already in the making. Already in the making. People seeing it on radio, they're hearing it on TV, they're reading magazines all about this war in the Middle East. This is the last big episode. Come on, y'all.
Right.
Come on, preacher. Come on, deacon. Come on, sister. Come on, teenager. Read your Bible. You better prepare your soul to meet Jesus Christ one day, because when you meet him, amen, if you meet him undone, hell will be your home. But if you meet him knowing as your personal Savior, heaven will be your home. It's not by works you're going to go to heaven. Oh, my God. You can work your way. You can get a steam shovel. You can get a shovel. You can get a bulldozer. You can bulldoze your way and think you're going to work your way to heaven. You can get a rocket ship and go to the moon, but you can't go no further. Why? Because heaven is only made for those that prepare. And if you have not Jesus Christ in your life, you are not prepared. So you got to pay the penalty for your own sin. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. This is Brother Bazaar, Watchman on the Wall. Listen to this. There's over 300 prophecies that have been fulfilled since 1948. Over 300 prophecies that have been fulfilled since 1948. And people don't understand what prophecy has been fulfilled in the past is coming to a close pretty soon. And the greatest prophecy that was fulfilled in 1948, the May the 14th, 1948, was when Israel, the Jewish people, glory be to God, the Jewish people came back to Israel for the first time over the period of 2,600 years. The Jews were scattered all over the face of the earth. Even know if they're going to get back or not. But they had in their heart in unbelief that they would come back to Jerusalem. And that Bible prophecy was fulfilled in 1948. and now it's 2022, and that means that Israel has been a nation for 70 years, not yet fulfilled the 80 years, because Jesus said this generation, oh my God, listen to what, look what Jesus said. He said this generation shall not pass away until all these things will be fulfilled. You know what else? You know what's the last thing fulfilled? The last thing to be fulfilled, and it's in the making, and that's the 70th week of Daniel, spoken by the prophet of Daniel. 70th week is yet to be fulfilled. The 7 weeks is on the horizon right now. The 70th week is that 70th week that God put the Jews on at 483 years AD, and God cut the Jews off short of 7 years, short of 70 years, making this 483 years. So he actually owed the Jews another 7 years to make it 490 years. Don't you know we're at the end of the church age? The church age is almost over. 2,000 years the church has been
right
on the earth. The
come on,
church
doctor.
Has been the rock of salvation. It has been the rock of moral value. It has been the rock of the family. It has been the rock of young teenagers getting converted and changed from a power. It has been the rock for drunkards and liars and cheapskates, all kinds of wicked people. God has made a provision. Hey, he said to Peter, he said, Peter, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, some say you're Jeremiah. Some say you're Isaiah. Some said you're one of the prophets. And he looked at Peter and said, hey, Peter, who do you say that I am? And Peter looked at Jesus.
Amen.
And said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus Christ said, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father has revealed it from you. And Jesus quoted, up on this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, how can Jesus build a church and he ain't here on earth? Ooh,
amen.
Well, he did all the work. He laid the foundation. What you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about how he came on down here wrapped up in human flesh. I'm talking about how he was born in a manger. I'm talking about how
that's
he
right.
walked through the wilderness and healed the sick and raised the dead, cast out them. I'm talking about how he picked up the baptismal and went down there in John's. And John said, I have no need to baptize you. And Jesus said, no, you got to baptize me in order to fulfill all righteousness. And Jesus was making a way for who? He's making way for the drunkard. He's making a way for the whoremonger. He's making way for the sexuality. He's making a way for all the wicked people. He said, now, this is the way you do it if you want to be born again. He said, repent
right.
and believe and be baptized in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. And somebody say, well, if you're baptized in that, you can't go to heaven. But that's a lie, because Jesus Christ is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. They're all one on co-equal basis. Let me hold up there for a minute, because people got this here. Some folks got this Trinity all twisted up. You see, God is one. God is one automatic. He's automatic God. He don't need nobody to do anything.
Right.
He is self-existent. He don't need nobody to try to spit his deity. God is God all by himself. And Jesus Christ said to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he said, you seen me? Uh-oh. He said, you seen the Father. I'm in the Father. The Father in me. He said, the works
okay.
that I do, not I that does, but the Father that's in me. He said, everything that I do, my Father do it. He's one, co-equal, self-existent. Omnipotent, never told a lie, never stumbled over the stars and the moon and fell down, because he can't fall. He's the Almighty
Amen.
God. He can't have a limp or nothing, because one thing he had to let the people know, he said, before Abraham was, I am. Hold up for a minute. You mean to tell me that God make himself? He can't make himself. He's self-existent. He always existed. He
Amen.
Always existed. You can't come up in God's throne and tell him, where do you come from? God would tell you where he came. He said, I came from nowhere. Well, how you come from nowhere? He said, I'm from everywhere. There's nowhere that I can come from. Ooh. And I made man after my likeness. And since he made man after his likeness, that's his highest creation. And guess who wants it? The devil wants it. The devil wanted to destroy humans. He wanted to destroy the human race because he made a mess. He tried to make a mess out of heaven. He tried to sit on God's throne. He tried to take all the angels from heaven. He tried to tell God, you got to come down off the throne. I'm so beautiful. I'm so gorgeous. I'm so unique. Man, you got to get off of that throne. God looked at him, and he had to fly back. And God threw one third of the angelic angels out of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the church has been here for, I don't know, millions of years, but the devil has been here about 6,000 years, not counting before the fall. And he has tried to eliminate the beauty of God's creation, and guess what? He's failing. And he's mad today at who? He's mad at the preachers that's preaching the truth. He's mad at the saints of God who's standing up for God. He's mad at those that's living righteous, and he's concerned about the ones that he don't have. He's trying to get the ones that he don't have because, number one, he didn't believe that God had enough power to save man. But God got the power to save man in the twinkling of an eye. Look what the Bible says. It says this, 300 prophecies. There's prophecies about the temple of the Jews. The Jews are getting ready to build a temple. That's getting ready to be fulfilled. That's getting ready to be fulfilled. But the biggest one, the most unique one, the one that's in the news is the battle. Listen to me now. The battle of Gog and Magog.
That's right.
That's the termination. God is warning the world. Putin ain't got nothing to do with it. Putin is only a puppet. And God is permitting Putin to fulfill his righteousness.
Right.
God is letting the world know now. What are y'all going to do? Y'all going to try to stop this war? You can't stop it. What you trying to do? You trying to tell me God prophesied this 2,600 years ago? Yes. 2,600 years ago in Babylon. In Babylon, Ezekiel wrote the 38th and 39th chapter of Ezekiel. It beat the newspaper.
Amen.
It beat every magazine and every sport magazine and every news magazine. This was 2,600 years ago. God prophesied that in the last days, the national country of Russia, Moscow, and Tobaskov is going to re-evaluate and come from the north. And look at the direction Russia's in. Russia is north of Jerusalem. And
amen.
In the last days, many days after it's all over, Gog and Magog will muster up an army beyond our comprehension. He's going to muster up China. He's going to muster up Iran. He's going to muster up Persia. He's going to muster up Libya. He's going to muster up every nation in the east and in the west. And
That's right. The
Bible tells me he's going to make an evil thought. And the evil thought is that Putin is planning in the future about 6 or 7 months from now, America is going to be ripped. People are going to be crying. I hear the brother say suicide is going to go up. I hear people losing their mind. People don't know what to do. People got guns. They got food.
Yes, sir.
They're getting confused on what to do. Church folks don't know what to do. Preachers don't know what to preach on. They're preaching on something that ain't going to tantalize the soul and spirit, but you better preach on salvation. Because if it wasn't for the cross, well, good God Almighty, if it wasn't for the cross,
I didn't say double cross. I didn't say blue cross. I didn't say red cross. I said the cross of who? Christ. Jesus Christ, the God-man, took the sins of the whole round world and put it on his shoulder. Oh, y'all don't, y'all, listen to me out there. You may think I'm mad at somebody, but I'm not mad at nobody. I'm just trying to express my feelings, what I got for your soul to warn you. Let me tell you, go to the cross. If you want joy, go to the cross. If you want peace, go to the cross and fall down on your sin-bending knees and tell Jesus Christ, Lord, I'm a poor, wretched sinner. I'm undone. I was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. I can't save myself. My mama can't save me. My daddy can't save me. My church pastor can't save me. Nobody can save me but you. And I'm coming to you, Lord Jesus. Save my soul. Please, Lord Jesus. Jesus, I know what I am. I know what I done. And let me tell you, I don't care what you have done, what you have thought about God. He will forgive you if you confess his name, if you repent of your sins and come to Jesus Christ. Because let me tell you, these next 6 months that you are going to look at, don't you worry about it. For those that know Jesus Christ, you don't have nothing to worry about. But those that don't Jesus Christ, they're going to be running to and fro, trying to find some kind of secure. Now, listen to what we got. You know, the world ain't going to be here too much longer. And a lot of people say, oh, we got a lot of time. We got 5 or 6 years yet. We got 10 years. No, you ain't even got, I don't believe you got a year. Whoo, before what? Before the rapture of the church. And this is what the world is in flux with now. The world is in flux with all kinds of wicked spirits, diabolical demons that have been set loose from the beginning of time. Ever since Satan was cast out of heaven, he was let loose. He was let loose in the Garden of Eden, and he messed that up. And ever since, from the Garden of Eden until the time of the battle of Armageddon and the battle of Gog and Magog at the end of millennium, they tell me the devil is still going to be trying to raise in hell to damn people's soul, but he can't do it as long as you come to Christ. But if you don't come to Christ, he got your soul. He got it, sister, brother. He's got it, mama, daddy. He's got it, liar. He's got it, cheapskate. But look what condition of the world is in now. We got child prostitution that's killing our teenagers. Young women ripping the young girls 10. I mean, it might be lower than that, but they tell me from 6 year old. Child prostitution. This is what the world is dealing with. And you don't have no kind of program to stop it. There's no kind of program to stop this stuff. The devil is setting it loose, and he's got child pornography on internet. Young folks are looking at this dirty, rotten, stinking thing. They have to try to deframe sex that God gave for the man and female. He gave it to the man and the woman. He gave it to the civilization for reproduction of the earth and for marriage. That's what he gave sex to. He didn't give it to the one. He didn't give it for you to go out there and get your cookies and try to get yourself fulfilled because you're not going to be fulfilled. It would destroy your soul. It would destroy your character. It would destroy everything that the devil can destroy because the only thing he come to do is kill, rob, and destroy. We got child sacrifices. We got people today in the yard sacrificing their children to Moloch and to Dagon and to false gods of ancient spirits. There's ancient spirits roaming the earth. There's spirits so old that they can't even go beyond old. And they never get old. They never will get old. They never will get tired. But what they tell me they do, they can enter into a human being and wear himself out. That's what's going on. Sin will kill you. Sin will damn you. Sin will put you in the graveyard. And people are dying today. And I ain't talking about no 90 years. I'm not talking about no 80 years. I'm talking about 15, 16, 12, 9.
That's right.
Come on. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Living wild. Why? Because spirits of demons are wild as hell. They are wild in the church. They're wild in the street. They're wild, and they have no intention to let you go. The only way they can let you go is you repent and call on the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And believe on him. And guess what? He'll drive that demon out of you, because the world today are filled with demons. People are filled with devils. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Listen, what else it has? Incest is on the increase. Abortion is on the increase. Sodomite is on the increase. The Luciferians is raging. The Satanists are raging. The Illuminati are raging. The Jesuits are raging. The Knight of the Templars are raging. Skull and Bone is raging. The Council of Foreign Relations. The Bilderbergs are raging. My friends, guess what? The devil is getting ready to come down here. The devil himself is getting ready to come to earth. And he, when he gets to earth, he's going to devastate it. In the middle of the book of Revelation, the 12th chapter, the devil will invade the earth with one-third of his angels coming out of the first and second heaven. And coming out of first and second heaven in the middle of the tribulation, at the end of the tribulation, the demons will be here in full blast in 2029. Come on.
Amen. That's right.
2029 is the last year that concludes 6,000 years of what? 6,000 years that the devil had turned earth into a living hell almost, because
right.
Nobody hears about nobody. The marriage vows are being ripped apart. Folks are trading their wives. Men are going with all kinds of women, men with men, women with women. Men are having sex with animals and doing all kinds of dirty work. Folks are using money to get to propagate and do what they want to do. And so how long do you think the world is going to go on like this? Well, this time is out.
Right.
This war is coming up. It's going to be the final big shot that the devil is going to be defeated. This war that's called Gog and Magog, it will be a period of time in which Satan will do what? To Gog and Magog, and I'm going to give it over to the brother. From Gog and Magog, Satan is going to implant into Vladimir Putin to make an attack upon Israel. But first, Russia has to get a buildup of an army to do this. And the buildup will take about 6 to 7 months for him to get the nations to join with Russia Putin. And in the making right now, United States can't do nothing. Oh, listen to me now. United States and NATO won't be able to do nothing. Why? Because God said, this is what God said, I wish you would quit. I wish the world would quit disbelieving what God said he's going to do. And everything that God said he was going to do in the Old Testament, he blew it open. He did it. And he said, I'm going to come down here and die for humanity. And he did it. He said, I'm going to get up out the grave on the third day morning. He did it. He said, I'm going to come back again and get my church. And he's going to do it. He's going to do it because General MacArthur made a statement in 1945. He told the Filipinos, he said, look, I can't do nothing right now, but I shall return. And General MacArthur kept his promise. Now, here comes Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Immaculate One, the one that died on Calvary's cross for me, the one that shed his blood for me. He told the disciples on the top of Mount of Olives, he said, I'm going away, and if I go away, I will come again. And guess what? He's on his way. And I know he's on his way. I'm convinced he's on his way. This war. And I'm going to hand it to the brother, and I'm going to come back and try to finish this up. He said, but this war that's coming, it's going to come, what? It's going to come, listen to me now, real good. It's going to come after the rapture of the church. I'll say that
Amen.
Again.
That's right.
After the rapture of the church. not the black church, not the white church, not the Puerto Rican church, not the Jewish church, not the church of yesterday, not the church of tomorrow, but I'm talking about the church that Jesus, not Mohammed, not the Baptist, not the Presbyterian, not the Catholic, but the blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing that could purchase man back to God from the clutches of Satan, is the blood of Jesus Christ. So it's going to be a blood-washed church. And if you haven't been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you will miss the rapture. Yeah, I'll say it again. If you're not washed in the blood of the Lamb, you will miss the rapture. And those that have not come to the age of accountability, they are going to what? They are going to be caught up in the air. Millions of babies that have been assassinated, babies that have been ripped out of women's womb and put in a little vessel and they use it for scientific experiments. The babies that women don't want, the women that had the babies but they don't want it. And they say, well, I got the right to do what I want to with my body. That's a lying wonder. Because your body's not yours. Your body belongs to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you telling God, I can do what I want. God said, all right. But I'll tell you one thing. You're going to pay the price at the judgment seat of Christ. You're going to pay the price at the great white throne. Because the Bible said, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall going to bow, and every tongue shall going to confess. And I don't care what nobody tell you.
Amen.
It's a being an abomination to snatch that fetus out of what? That woman's womb and put it in a basin. We're a wicked world. This is a wicked world. Church folks are involved in it. Don't know right. They act like they don't know right from wrong. They want to justify all this stuff going on. But let me tell you, woo, you better be right when Jesus Christ comes. Because if you're not right,
right,
you get the rapture. And let me tell you this, and I'm going to give it to the brother. You have to excuse me. He said, but how do I know how close it is? Number one, the Antichrist is alive. The Antichrist is alive today. He lives, and he's waiting in Western Europe. NATO needs a leader. NATO looking for a leader. And this man called the Antichrist, he's coming pretty soon. He can't come until after the body of Christ. Antichrist will what? Bring a what? A false peace up on the face of the earth.
That's right.
He bring false peace. The book of Revelation said, John said, I saw a white horse. That white horse represents the Antichrist. Now check this out. Check this out real close.
Come on, Doc.
He said, I saw a white horse and he started riding and he had a bow in his hand. And right after he had the bow in his hand, John looked and opened another seal. He said, wait a minute, I see a red horse. And he said, he that sitting on him took peace from the earth.
That's right.
Who's the red horse? Well, the Antichrist is in Western Europe. The red horse is already riding, almost, but not full blast. Putin is a red horse. He's getting ready to ride. He done rode down through Ukraine already.
Amen. Come on, doctor.
He's getting ready to ride. Church, come on, wake up. Lazy.
Come on, doctor.
Study the word of God. Quit reading funny books and magazines and stuff. Read the word of God. The red horse is Putin.
That's right.
And he's at a gallop right now. And he is going to face it in the next 6 months. He's going to keep on moving down, moving down, moving down until he get to Syria, until he get to Jordan, until he get to Iraq and Iran. And he's going to pick up those armies, and he's going to have to let the machines and let the engines of war drop, and he's going to get horses. Read the Bible. And they're going to ride up on horses up on the mountain of Israel. And guess what? I guarantee you, with my life, the church will not be in this mess.
Come
we
on,
will
doctor.
Not see it. And if you want to put me in the front of a firing squad and shoot me and say it ain't going to happen, shoot me.
Ooh, go ahead, doctor.
I trust God. I trust God. And I know
come
God
on,
know what he's talking about. He don't need me to try to explain to this to you, because without the Holy Spirit, I couldn't explain it to you. And it's not me that's
right.
trying to explain to you and tell you about the cross of Christ. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the love of God. It's the mercy of God. And he's warning those that's listening to me out there and listening to Brother Timothy Jackson, my co-worker, man. I love this man. You know why I love this man? He's the first preacher. Listen to me. He's the first preacher that I have met in my whole life. And I've been 57 years, other than my dad. My father was a Baptist preacher. A lot of this stuff that I know about the gospel of Jesus Christ, I learned from my dad. I heard him preach it until he died. And he preached it just like I'm preaching it. But he didn't go, he went to Revelation, but he didn't get into details of Revelation like I'm capable of doing. Why? Because I'm living in this time now.
Amen.
What I'm trying to say, it's no easy thing to get on this internet.
That's right.
And Facebook or where I'm on and tell you something, because if I tell you wrong, I can't come back and try to correct it. I got to tell you right in the first.
Amen.
I speak it. Church, listen to me. Jesus Christ will be here this year. I put my life on the line. Jesus Christ, because of this battle that's coming up in the next 6 or 7 months, it's going to come to a head around September and October. And that is
Amen.
The month of the fall feast. Now, I'm going by scripture. I ain't going by figuring out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm going by the Feast of Trumpets of the Jewish feast days, because God's calendar goes by Jewish feast days. God got a calendar called the Jewish calendar that goes from each year. There's 360 days in the Jewish calendar. In the Gentile calendar, the Gregorian calendar, is 365.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gregorian calendar is not accurate as the Jewish calendar, because the Jewish calendar has got a 360-degree circle. It's 360 degrees in a circle. It's 360 degrees in the Jewish year. And God is on time with the Jewish
right.
people. He's on time, sisters and brothers. He's on time, teenager. Don't let nobody fool you.
Right.
Tell you there ain't no Jesus, there ain't no God. I don't have to get saved because I'm young and I ain't worried about that. Don't be fooled. Because young people can go to hell too.
That's right. Come on, doctor.
And if you don't believe me, you better read your Bible, because I'm going to say this and I'm going to give it to the brother. Hey, man, praise God. There was 40 kids, 40 children, 40 teenagers, you know, 16, 17, 18, 19, on up, young teenager guys. And there was a man called Elisha. Elisha had a problem. He had no hair. And one day he went up for prayer into the temple, and these 40 children came out. And they looked at Elisha, and they seen that he had a bald head. And you know, young folks today like to scorn people, especially old folks. They like to ridicule old folks, laugh and joke and scold on each other, tell jokes on old folks. Nah, there ain't nobody old waggy. Look at that old cripple. Look at that old lady. Look at that old bald-headed man. So they would say, hey, Elisha, where you going, boy? He said, you old bald-headed dude. And they start laughing. They was laughing because Elisha had already went up, and they knew it. And they said, now, why don't you go up? And Elisha turned around and looked at those 40 children and told him, curse you in the name of the Lord. And two she-bears came out and scratched them so bad. I don't know if they killed them or not. They scratched them so bad you couldn't identify them. Because God said, God is not marked. Whatever man saw it, that shall he's already. It's a warning to the young. Quit being a joker. And get some sense in your head, because you got a soul. You got a soul. And if you don't get saved, by the blood of Jesus Christ and repent of all that foolishness you got, because the young people today is full of foolishness.
That's right.
Guess what? If you die without Christ, and that's for anybody else, whether you're 90, whether you're 80, whether you're 55, or whether you, at the age of accountability, you're going to die and go to hell. I don't want you to. You need to confess Christ as your Lord and Savior. Jesus loved you so much that he said, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This is the year. This is the year. Mark the word of God. Mark the Jewish calendar. Mark the time
That's
of
right.
the Jewish history. God is on time. He ain't no sloper, lazy. He ain't crippled. He ain't senile. He don't have dementia, and he don't have whatever brain disease you got. He's on time.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you right now, church folks, preachers, you better wake up. You better wake up. Because when they come on that holy mountain, it's going to be so bad that God is going to shake. You know what they're going to do? Shake the whole world. He's going to shake the world so heavy that this animal and the fish in the sea and the inhabitants of the earth is going to feel the shaking that's going to go on. And God said, I'm going to sanctify myself and let you know that I am God. And there
that's
is
right.
no other God before me. And come on to the cross, because the tribulation period is going to be hell on earth.
That's right.
A whole lot of it's going to be so bad that men will want to die and won't be able to die. You need Jesus Christ tonight. You
That's
need
right.
the love of God. I'm not preaching no hate gospel. I'm not preaching no condemned damning gospel. The only way you can be damned is that you believe not on the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is here to save you from damnation. And if you reject Christ, then damnation will be your best friend in
sure
hell.
Will.
But don't go to hell, brother, sister. Whether you're white or black, yellow or green, educated or uneducated, God loves you. God done everything for you to escape what's coming on the planet.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
That's right.
I got to give it over to you now. You go ahead and do what you got to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All glory be to the Most High. Amen. Brother, you're on fire. Amen. A lot of truths being spoken. Amen. A lot of truths. Amen. The main purpose is salvation. It's to teach and preach the gospel of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Yahshua, amen. We want you to become saved. We do not want you to miss this opportunity, because you will regret it. Amen. Amen. I can't imagine how many people have heard the gospel of God, have laughed at it, have scoffed at it, and say, oh, wait, I ain't ready to get saved. And that very day, that very night, they pass away and leave this world without
Come
another
on,
chance
Jesus.
To receive
Good God
salvation. Almighty. That is such a sad thing to happen. Amen. I tell people, don't wait. This ain't nothing to play with. Amen. You can wait to go to school. Amen. You can wait to go to college. You can wait to take a job opportunity. Amen. You can wait to go to the doctor. Amen. You can wait to get insurance. But don't wait on your salvation.
Ooh.
Amen. Trust me. You
Have
will
mercy.
Not regret it. You're not going to miss nothing in this world. Amen. But if you choose to receive salvation, you will miss heaven. And we don't want that to happen. Amen. We believe that judgment is coming. Judgment is near. Amen. Judgment of all the dead will happen. Amen. Whether you believe or don't believe, amen, the resurrection is going to happen. We just want you to be on the side, amen, of the saints. We want
amen.
You to live for all eternity. Who wants to suffer for all eternity for this short life? Just to say I'm going to continue to enjoy. I ain't through enjoying this life. Amen. I don't know if I shared it with you all, but I know I shared it with the brother. Amen. That one, I spoke to one of my members about a month or two ago. Amen. One of my members that used to be in my church. In fact, amen, she's living, I ain't going to say where she's living. Amen. But I'm just going to say
Amen. She said, I said, sister, you ready for the return of Christ, my Lord and Savior? She said, oh, Pastor, I'm not ready yet. She said, I got some things I want to do. I said, sister. I said, wait a minute, sister, you know when I train you and teach you like that. What do you mean? You ain't ready. Man, you better get ready. Amen. No, we're not waiting on Christ to return. We don't want to postpone the return of Christ just to enjoy and fulfill the lust of the flesh or to fulfill some of the things in this life. Do you know how many things in this life I would love to do? A lot. I don't think I've even been out of the country. Amen. If you want to consider Jamaica out of the country, I don't really consider that out of the country. Man, I would love to go to Africa. I would love to go to South America or Europe. There's a lot of places on this planet I would love to visit. Amen. But I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of things that I have not done. I haven't vacationed enough. There's just a lot of things that I would love to go to Florida. Amen. I have a brother that lives in Florida. I would love to go and visit him. I would love to go down to the beach and just watch, just the sails of people surf. You know, I don't have to participate in things. You know, I'm mellowed out at this age. But I would love, I hadn't been on enough cruises. Amen. I know I would love to go on some more cruises. There's a lot of things in this life that I would love to do. I say one day I want to go to Italy. There's a lot of things in this life, man, you can't imagine. I would love to go to New York. I would love to eat certain type of foods and go visit certain type of place. I would love to reach a certain type of income in life. Amen. Amen. I would love to save up a certain amount of money. Who doesn't want to fulfill some things in this life? Amen. If you want to say it's fulfilling the lust of the flesh or fulfilling life, go right ahead. There's a lot of things that I would love to do, but I come to the realization that some things I may never do, and I'm okay with that. Amen. Amen. Paul said, I've learned to abound, and I learned to abase. I've learned to have a lot, and I've learned to have and enjoy a little. Amen. But he said, in all things, he's learned to what? To be content. Sometimes we have to be satisfied with life, amen. Yeah. Now, and I'm not saying not to be ambitious. I'm not saying not to strive to have more. It's okay to strive to have. Man, if you want to drive a Bentley instead of a Ford or whatever, hey, I'm all for it. If you want a $1 million house instead of $100,000, I'm all for it. But as long as you got your soul right, see, that's the most important thing. That you know where you're going to spend all eternity. When I lay my head down, before I go to bed, I read my scriptures, or if I pray before I go to bed, amen, I know that if I don't wake up the next day, I know my soul will be resting in heaven. Amen. My body's going to be left here on earth. Amen, doctor. You better believe it. You better believe it. My body, my flesh. Remember, I just read to you 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verses 41 and 42, how the body is sown in corruption, but it is raised, what? Incorruptible. This body is sick, is riddled with sin. It has sin. It's going to continue to sin until either Christ comes back to get me or until I fall asleep on this earth. But because I have chosen salvation, I am no better than the man or woman that's out there in the world and has not chosen Christ. God is no respecter of person. Amen. God ain't looked down on Tim and say, look at Tim, let me do this for him. No, he is no respecter of person. But because 22 years ago, I chose to look up at the sky and told my Heavenly Father, I don't want to die and go to hell. Save my soul. This day, I want to be saved. I chose that almost April 15th. This year, it will be exactly 22 years ago that I got saved. I got saved April 15th, 2020. It is a day I will not ever forget. As long as I live, as long as I'm blessed to be in my right mind, I will not ever, ever forget that day because he came into my life and he showed me grace and mercy. And the reason that I say that, I'm saying to you that he gave me another chance. I could have died earlier that morning, that day. I could have died a week ago that year. I could have died a month ago that year. I could have died a whole year before that. I could have died many years before that. But he was graceful and merciful to Tim Jackson and to say, you know what? I'm going to give you the opportunity to receive something. Right now, every day that you're living, you think it's something that you're doing. No, it's because of God's grace and his mercy. The twins,
mercy.
Only because of the twins, you are here. His grace and his mercy, that is the only reason why you are still alive and breathing today. Our dad used to always tell us, he used to always say this when we were young growing up. He said, as long as you got breath in your body, you got the chance to become saved. There's an opportunity to receive salvation. I'm a living witness that, man, I wouldn't have changed a thing on that day. In fact, I always say, I wish I would have got saved much younger, much earlier. You think you're going to miss something? You're really not. You're not waiting. You're not postponing. The devil is tricking you and fooling you to believe, oh, man, wait until you get this type of chick. Wait until you get that type of chick. Wait until you get this type of guy. Wait until you get this type of guy. Wait until you meet this type of person. Wait until you make this much money. Wait until you get this house, this car, this clothes, this job, this opportunity. The devil is fooling you to sit here and postpone salvation for nothing. Trust me, it don't matter. You can get saved today, and you when you still get there, it'll be there. Like my brother used to say, he said, when he was young, he said, son, women gonna be there. Women gonna be there whether you here today or tomorrow, whether you gone today or tomorrow. Women gonna be here. It'll be 10 years. Ain't nothing gonna change. The Bible says there is nothing new under the sun. That is so true. Ain't nothing going to change because you decide to miss one more day to not get saved. That's just one more day that God is giving you grace and a chance and opportunity to miss hell. That's the only thing. And that's how good and graceful God is. No, go ahead and get saved right now because you want to know why? The opportunities that you're looking for are going to still be lying ahead. They're going to be still there for waiting for you. Amen. Don't miss the opportunity for salvation because you want to get a certain type of car, because you want to get your degree first. You want to wait till you get married. That's the worst thing that you could do is postpone your salvation for something on this earth. Because you know what? Only what you do for Christ shall last. Judgment is about to come to this planet. And like the brother said, amen, it cannot and will not happen until the church is gone. Amen.
Come on.
The Antichrist cannot come on the scene.
The church
is already falling away. You can forget about that. The church has been falling. We repeat, we wait for the church. No, the church has been falling away. You can forget that. That's probably been happening now for almost 100 years, at least a good 50 years or better. I can tell you that now.
Yes.
People, man, amen. I'm not going to say this preacher name, but me and the brother talked about him. Amen. This brother was preaching motivational speeches type sermons back since the 60s and 70s. Never even knew that. I said, man, where'd they get this guy? Man, this guy is misinterpreting the Bible so hard. I said, the people, man, I'm talking about a church just full of people. And you all may know who I'm talking about. He brags about how many fleets of Rolls Royces he had. He had so much money. He would do this and do that. He had gold on his wall in the church. I said, man, and these folks can't see this?
Come on,
man,
preacher.
The Bible says that many false prophets are going into the world. Many, not a few, not some, not a handful. The Bible says many false prophets. And what's so sad about it is people are running to these type of churches, just sucking up these types of ministry, just steady, just giving these pastors and preachers their money. They all on TV. It ain't as bad as it used to be, probably because the pandemic and a lot of stuff is going on in the world.
Come on,
but, man, folks are just giving this money away to these people. I'm like, man, this man ain't preaching the cross and the blood too much.
Joe,
he ain't talking about love too much. He ain't talking about salvation. He ain't telling people about Romans 10, 9, and 10. How can you get into the kingdom of heaven? That's what I need to know. How do I get the keys to the kingdom? How do I get to the, well, like we always say, the pearly gates? How can I get there? How can I get to see the man Christ? How can I get to meet him? How can I get to meet the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all the angelic hosts of heaven? That's what I need to know. How do I get in? Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. If you want to become saved tonight, You ain't got to wait on me. You ain't got to wait on the watchman on the wall. You ain't got to wait on Pastor Derek, Pastor Elder Bazaar, Pastor Jackson. You ain't got to wait to go back to your church in your local city. You can get saved right now. Salvation is free, and it's for all eternity. Do not miss this opportunity. Man, I tell people so much, man, what are you talking about? Man, look here. People in the church, you can talk to me. I can sense it in the air. Man, people are not looking for Christ to come back. People in their mind and deep in their heart, they're saying, man, I ain't got to go on that vacation yet. I ain't got to win that $1 million lottery. I ain't got to go down to that club. I ain't got to go down to that strip club. I ain't slept with this woman or this man yet. I ain't went down to the bingo hall and won this money yet. I ain't went down to the slot machines and won the I ain't went to Vegas. I ain't went to Africa. I ain't went to Asia. I ain't done all these things.
Come on, preacher.
Don't you know that the devil, the Bible said, what profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? Don't you know that the devil came to Christ, and what the devil thought Christ was at his weakest? Don't you know that after you fast for 40 days, man, you are strong. If you can make it to 40 days and fast, man, you're a bad dude. Some folks can't make it 2 or 3 days and fast.
Come on.
Amen. I'm just going to keep it real. Boy, when I start hitting them days, first day may be all right, doctor. I can make it past that first day. But, boy, when I wake up that next morning, I'm so used to eating breakfast. I'm so used to getting orange juice. Man, I'm so used to putting some in my belly. I said, boy, this is a struggle. This is real stuff. Her fasting ain't no joke. Fasting is real stuff. You want to get closer to God? You want to get some spiritual strength? Start fasting. You want to see mountains move? You want to see some doors open? Start fasting and praying, because prayer changes things. See, God has given us weapons, and he has not given us the spirit of fear. In fact, he said, I will be the whole world against you. Amen, because can't nothing stand against our Lord and Savior. You better know that who you are when we say you're a king's kid. Amen. I got to share this with you and read this scripture, amen, before I turn it back over to the brother, amen, before I say goodnight.
Go ahead,
but I got to share this with you, amen. Watch this. I got to share this right here with you. This is 1 John, the second chapter, verse 15. Watch what it read. Watch what it said. It said, love not the world.
Come on.
Stop right there. What does it mean to love the world? Amen. Don't get me wrong. There's some things that I love in this world, but I don't love it like a lot of people do. I love to go to the movies. I like to take my wife and we enjoy. I love to go out to eat, but it ain't gonna come before God. That's what I'm saying. See, I enjoy this world too. I enjoy it, man. We went on a cruise ship. My wife can go all the time. But there are times that I can't go because of ministry and because of work. I'm here. But, man, my wife will tell you that I ain't missing no vacation. She gone. Okay? Amen. But I don't love things to the extent to where it's going to come before God. Nothing will never come before my God. Amen. And I'm not saying that about my wife. I'm just simply saying, amen. Sometimes, amen, if we get so wrapped up, I'm just talking about people in general, you get so wrapped up into this world that you go to thinking, man, I don't want God to come back. I don't want Christ to come. What are you saying? That's not what we want.
Come on.
We want Christ to return. There's a lot of evil things. See, because certain things ain't happening in your world. Amen.
You're right.
How do you think the people in Ukraine feel right now? Bombs raining down. Buildings are coming down. They think, hey, the world's about to end. See, they feel different now. But because you in comfort, you're going to the movie, you eating buttered up popcorn, you go eat steak. Tonight you go eat steak. I go right now to the restaurant, go eat steak and lobster. Take my wife. We're going to eat steak and lobster tonight. See, right now my world is not the world of other people's world that's crashing down. See, right now, people who are starving, ain't got nothing to eat, they probably say, yeah, God, come on back. I want you to come in. Ain't nothing here for me nowhere. But see, living high on the hog, he's saying, man, God, what? What? Man, I got this cruise there. I want God to come. That's because you living high on the hog. Let me tell you something. I don't, amen, I don't enjoy this life that much. Amen. Hey, I got
amen,
a nice,
bro.
Beautiful home. I got a nice
yes.
car that's almost new. Amen.
Yes.
My, we are good. Amen. I got
yes.
food in the refrigerator in the freezer. But I'm going to tell you right now, if God was to send his son to the earth this very year, I would not be disappointed. I would miss nothing that I got in my house. Amen. You can believe that. Amen. I'm not boasting, brag, but we just had our house remodeled. Hey, God is good.
Amen.
Amen. God is
Amen.
Good. But let me tell you something. Amen. God is even better when he sent his son back to this planet to get to church. Hey, man, I am waiting on. He can part that sky. I won't miss nothing. I won't miss nothing on this earth. No
Come
money
on,
in the bank. I ain't going to miss nothing because I know what he got for me in heaven is far more greater than I got here on this planet. Hey,
Come
first
on.
Of all, I'm going to receive eternal life. And I know ain't nothing Satan got on this planet can beat eternal life. He knows
nothing.
That. This is why
nothing.
He's fooling you and tricking you. Oh, you got to wait till you get the new shoe. Oh, you got to wait till you get that new dress or that new suit. See, he's fooling you. Oh, you got to wait till you got to get the next big iPhone or the next big screen TV.
Come
he
on, preacher.
You. Don't you be fooled by that nonsense. The scripture says, love not
Amen.
The world. I enjoy going out to nice restaurants. Man, I tell people in a heartbeat, man, if you ain't been on a cruise ship, you missing out. They got all kind of fancy restaurants and just free. But once you pay to get on that ship, everything is free. I'm talking about the best cruise I've ever tasted in my life. The watermelon is always juicy and sweet. The pineapple is always juicy and sweet. Man, all the food, the little steaks, shrimp, whatever you want, whatever your heart desires. I said, man, look at her. I said, I see how wealthy and rich people live. I said, man, and if you ain't careful, this is why Christ spoke to the rich young ruler. He said, get rid of all that you got if you want to follow me. Because, see, you can love the world so much that you'll be blinded to salvation in God. You'll be blinded
Come
to the
on,
cross.
Preacher.
You'll be blinded
Woo.
To Christ. Because you got all this stuff. You're just so trustworthy. Man, I told y'all when I say, man, hey, I used to work at the bank. Hey, them folks call in millions of dollars in the bank. Every day they call early in the morning. I want to see how much money I got in my bank. Didn't you just call yesterday to see how much money I got in my bank? I don't think the number's going to change that much. Hey, man, it might.
Come on, preacher.
Hey, man. But some folks are so in love. This is all they got, all they know. They are so in love with this world. And you wonder why back in 1930, which you're going to see the same thing happen during this tribulation period, while folks were just jumping out of buildings, killing themselves. They lost everything.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars
just gone. They just, because they had nothing else to live for. People are so attached to this world that they feel like if this world don't work, they ain't got nothing else to live for.
Come on, preacher.
Me and my brother was talking about it. And he was saying, I'm gonna say this real quick. He said Putin got some type of weapon. See, I'm telling y'all, man, the Russia got. See, this is Bible prophecy. He got some type of weapon. He just waiting for the United States and NATO, Europe to get in it. And he can knock them out, they said. So it has to be, brother, what me and you talked about, that EMP weapon.
EMP.
Electronic magnetic pulse weapon. And he must be something fierce. He must have something. They must have created something that we are unaware of. That if he set that joke off, he can knock his back. Now, I don't know if it's powerful enough to hit the whole planet. If he do, he got some bad stuff.
Some bad
if he
stuff.
Do it. Because, see, what people don't understand, once electric magnetic pulse hit, it can kill your devices, and that's it. Your devices never
come
back on. Your TV, your iPad, your computer, your electricity, your car won't start. See, they don't understand what electric magnetic. See, the police departments have them. The military have them. But, see, they're only so powerful. They used to use them in high-speed chase
to stop people who wouldn't stop.
Yeah,
you hit that
yeah.
car with that electric magnetic pulse, and your car
Come
was shut
on,
down.
Please.
And that's it. Once that car shut down, they have to go back and redo the electronics to get that car to come back up. But both times that car is unstuck, it's a salvaged car.
Lord embers.
But if he got something like that, I don't know if he does. I don't know. But if he got something like that, doctor, man, it is.
Yeah. In for a bruising.
Amen. But I want to say this before I turn it back on, before I shut it down.
Go ahead.
Amen. I wish I had some more time, but we'll be back on the air Saturday, amen, Saturday evening, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. East Coast, and if you're on the West Coast, I believe that's 4 p.m. your time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We just want you to receive salvation. Amen. We don't want nobody to be lost, and I was going to get into Revelation, the 20th chapter, but it's time for me to get back over to the brother. Amen. Mm-hmm. But I want to say this. Amen, that there are going to be some divine judgments at the end time. And I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want to fall into this category. Seven divine judgments. One, the judgment on Satan. He's going to be cast down from the second heaven to earth, and then from there, he's going to be cast down to the bottomless pit for a thousand
yeah.
years. And after the thousand years, he's going to rebel one last time. God's going to say, you know what, I'm tired of you. He's going to just be cast into the lake of fire. That's going to be it. Amen. Judgment
Amen.
Of the Antichrist and judgment of the false prophet. Amen. That's 1, 2, and 3. The Antichrist and the false prophet is not going to even make it to the great white throne judgment. Then you know they got to be some kind of evil wickedness to not even go to the great white throne judgment to be judged. God is going to cast the Antichrist and the false prophet. Go over to Revelation, the 19th chapter, and read it. They're going to be cast. They, you know how you say on the Monopoly board, pass, go to jail? You know, you don't get the pass, go. You can go straight to jail. They're not going to even go to the great white throne judgment. They're going to be cast immediately to the lake of fire. I said, but they must have been some wicked and evil. But in the midst of great, to misjudgment, and to just be cast into the lake of fire. Some serious blasphemy there. Judgment on the living Jews. Judgment of the living Gentiles. Amen. Receive
Amen.
Salvation. One or the other, receive salvation. This is what we're preaching to you now. Amen. Wherever you fall
Amen.
In that category. Receive salvation. Romans 10, chapter verses 9 and 10. It's just as simple. If you believe that, say, God said, you, heaven is yours. Heaven's going to open up. Heaven's going to rejoice tonight.
Thank
judgment
you, Jesus.
Of all the dead.
Woo.
Judgment of the wicked angels and demons. This stuff is real. It's happening right now. It's coming to here. People want to play all these games, say, oh, that's fictional. They show this in the movie and TV show. They show that to you, amen, to soften the reality of that. No, this is real. They try to make it a fairy tale. This stuff is real. And we don't want nobody to be lost. We want everyone to receive salvation. Doctor, I'm going to give it back over to you. Good night. Amen. I'll be in touch with you on tomorrow, brother. God bless you. I enjoyed it again. We're going to talk. Amen. You know, after this week, amen, going forward, I'll be able to be on here with you. Amen.
Yeah,
a full hour most nights. Amen, doctor.
Amen.
God is good. Go ahead. I'm going to turn it over to you, and I'm going to be
All
listening
right.
to you. Go
amen.
Ahead, doctor.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. You tore it up. You told the devil's plan up, and his plan is to make sure the world is interesting to you. Think the world is it, but the world is not it. Amen. The world is condemned, not because the things they do, but because they won't believe on the Son of God. And he hit the hammer on the head and hit the nail on the head, and he told us about what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his little soul, his little old tiny soul. Man, oh day, but that soul is going to have a great torment for the rest of his life, eternity into a dark, bottomless pit full of brimstone and fire, pain in every aspect, the five things that you will have when you go to hell. And don't go, please don't go. If I could stop you, I would, but I can't stop you. because God can't stop you. Amen. If you don't want to reject him, amen, he can't stop you from going to hell. The only way he can stop you is you come on into the fold. Repent before the cross. I don't care what no preacher preach. If he ain't preaching, save Jesus and him crucified, and that God Almighty is Jesus Christ in the flesh, that he actually died a bodily resurrection on the third day morning, went back to heaven, and coming back again. If a preacher ain't preaching that in holiness and justification, amen, and a divine spiritual sanctified life set apart from sin. My soul is sinless when God looks at it. You know why? Because Christ lives in me through the Holy Spirit. So when God looks at me, he sees his spirit in himself. He sees himself in me. And if Christ is righteous and I accept Jesus Christ, then I become righteous. So I'm a righteous man in Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ, I'm a sinful man because sin is of the devil. This Antichrist that we want to hit before I go off the air, for those that, amen, that don't make it, amen, those that don't make the rapture, which I want you to make it, really I do, but in case you don't make it, in case you don't come in on time and repent of your sins, I will let you know now. The Bible tells me and let me know. So if you let me know, I'm going to tell you what it tells me. It tells me that you will be left here on the planet. You will be here on this planet without Christ. So when the Antichrist come, I'm going to give you 10 special signs that you can identify him. Well, first thing, he's going to be a man. He's going to be a man. He's going to be a human being. And I can tell you where he's coming from. A lot of people say, well, man, you know, you're a little tort. You off-centric somewhere, man. Where'd you get all this stuff? How do you know all this? Well, study to show ourself approved unto God, a work beneath you, not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I'm not ashamed to tell you, amen, this Antichrist is alive today. He's about 53 years old. He comes from Western Europe. He arrives from the 10 toes, spoken by Daniel the prophet. And Daniel the prophet seen 10 toes, and he said, I saw 11th toe. I saw 11th horn come up, because he changed it from toes to horns, because a man don't have number 10 toes, and if he would have 11 toes, it would be a defect. So Daniel switched it and said, I saw 10 horns. And then in the midst of all those 10 horns, I saw another little horn. And this little horn had a mouth that spoke great things against the Most High, and it had eyes. And that eyes represent intelligence, and intelligence is found in the eye. And he said he had spoke great things against the Most High. And the only person that I know that would speak against the Most High is Lucifer, because he hates God. He detests God. He don't want nothing to do with God, so he blasphemed God. And during the time of the rapture, the Antichrist will come on the scene, and this is what he would do. Now, number one, he will claim to be God and is worshiped as God. In the book of 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, 3rd verse, 4th, 3rd and 4th verse, it says, let no one deceive you in any way, for that day shall not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man of doom to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself and over everything, and he is worshiped, so that he himself sets him up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. This man that's coming, he will proclaim to be God Almighty. He will proclaim to be God Almighty, the same old spirit that he was trying to claim in heaven. He wanted to be like God. And there's people today wants to be like God. Men of renown, false preachers want to be like God. The dictators want to be like God. That's all satanic. There's people in the church want to be like God. They want to be the big wheel. They want to run things. They want to tell everybody else what to do. They don't want to be corrected. They get mad when you be corrected. And they, you know something? Woo, Satan got mad when God told him, get out. You're out. And he's going to come to this earth and sit in the temple and call himself to be God. That's how you can identify that this man is false, phony. He's a quack. He's Mickey Mouse. He's the old joker. He's a liar. He's a backbiter. He's a hater of God. All right. Number two, he will blaspheme God. Revelation 13:6 says that he will open his mouth and blaspheme is against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, that is, whose those who dwell in earth. And there's a lot of swearing today. People are using God and putting damn on the end. What's that? Trying to damn God. You can't do it. That's a blasphemy. You're blaspheming God. You're blaspheming the holy ones of holies, the holies of holies, the righteous of righteous. And when you curse and you profanity, and there's some Christians. Uh-oh, I'm sorry. Some so-called Christians us cussing and using profanity and using Jesus Christ's name in vain and don't have no control of their hearts, because whatever's in the heart comes out the mouth. And they tell me this demon, this devil, this Antichrist will blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, that is those who dwell in heaven. When Christ comes to get the church will be in heaven. Satan will be on this earth, and he will blaspheme God and those that are in heaven. So he will try to blaspheme the church even in heaven. He's trying to destroy the church now, but there's a time coming he ain't going to be able to touch the church, because in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, I'm going to pick up a new body. This old carnal body is going to be dissolved, and I'm going to have another building not made with hands in the glory for me. Number three, he will display miraculous powers. These miraculous powers are being seen on TV today. From back there in the 1900s, they invented or discovered the motion picture. They discovered the camera. And ever since then, in the early 1900s and the late 1800s, they made the movie camera. And from that time on to 2022, Hollywood and movie makers have made demonic, devilish pictures. And these pictures are manifested on our TV today. All these superheroes that you see is demonic. All the magicians and all the little tricks that people are playing on TV are demonic. And these demonic demons can do what? They can do miracles. And he said 13:13 of Revelation, he said, as he performs great signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of the people. This Antichrist, when he comes on the scene, he's going to do miraculous miracles that will stun the world, because the devil is an imitation and try to imitate God's miracles. And the devil today is doing miracles, and he's trying to give it that God did it. But God don't work in Mickey Mouse miracles. When God does miracles, he don't do it for to be publicity. He do it for the help of the people. He do it because he's God. He do it because he wants the world to know, amen, there's a difference between a fake miracle and a real miracle. And only God can perform real miracles. Woo! Number four, to identify the Antichrist. This Antichrist will order them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet live. Revelation 13:14. What a feat that will cause many to be motivated by the sight of this fatal wound that had been healed so much so that many will worship him. Revelation 13:12. What is the miracle that he's going to do? Well, he's going to be assassinated by an assassin in the middle of the tribulation period. In the middle of the tribulation period, after the first 3.5 years, in the middle of the tribulation period, Satan will fall from heaven. And when he falls from heaven and cast out of heaven, all these wicked spirits will infiltrate the earth. What are they? UFOs. Some call them aliens. Some call them little green men. Some call them demonic demons, which are they are. They are demons. And these demons can enclose themselves in human flesh. And you would think it's a human being, but it's a demon. It's a live demon inside of that body. And these UFOs now are prominently seen around the world. Look here. Around the world, people have seen these UFOs, these flying saucers. And what are they? They're demons. Can't you get it? Can't you get an understanding? These demons are getting ready to infiltrate the earth. They're going to come down here. And you say, well, will the church be here? No. Who will be here? The ones that will be here are those that's left here to see and to face the Antichrist and the beast and everything that the devil's going to throw at you. And that's why the Bible says, look here, if you want to be saved out of this during the tribulation period, you're going to have to give your life to Christ during the tribulation period. And by you giving your life to Christ, you're going to have to suffer the death of being guillotined by a guillotine. Number five, Antichrist rules in full authority. 3.5 years, he will be given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. He will have control of the whole world under the influence of the beast. The beast will be so powerful that nobody will be able to withstand him but one man, and that's God, man. That's Jesus Christ will defeat the Antichrist, the beast, and the false prophet at the end of the tribulation period. That's the only one that can dethrone the Satan and cast him into the bottomless pit. But no man can stand before the devil without Jesus Christ. You cannot handle the devil without Jesus Christ. If you don't have Christ in your life, you belong to Satan, and he will damn your soul. Why? Because you rejected the power of the living God through his son, Jesus Christ. He will control the world economy. And the world economy is consisted of forcing all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark in their right hand or on their forehead so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark and which his name and the beast or the number of its name. This is the final 3.5 years of the last part in of the tribulation period. He's going to set a marking system up that whoever will not receive this mark and put their trust and faith in Jesus Christ during the tribulation period. If you put your faith in Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior, you will guarantee go to the guillotine, because the Spirit of God will direct you not to receive the mark. And that's the only thing that can restrain you from not receiving the mark of the beast. When you receive the mark of the beast, your soul is eternally damned. When you receive the mark of the beast, your soul will be eternally damned. This is the tribulation period. If you receive that mark in your right hand or in your forehead, that means your soul is damned forever. You will be put into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. The place is called Gehenna, the lake of fire. And there you will be tormented forever. Eternal damnation. You will never see peace, never see light, never have a peace of mind. You will be gnashing and gashing of teeth. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Come on. Why exchange your soul to go to hell? Don't let the devil sell you out. The Antichrist desecrates the temple that the Jews is yet to build. That temple will be built by the Jews. the Antichrist would sign a peace treaty and a covenant with the Jews to okay the building of the temple. That's the first part of the tribulation. And then in the middle of the tribulation, after he's resurrected from the dead, he would set up an idol inside the temple and desecrated it and removed the Ark of the Covenant and put himself in the temple, saying that he is God Almighty. He will be the God of this world. He will be the God of this age. He will have control of the political system, the religious system, and the economical system. And he will rule for 3.5 years. At the same time, God will send two prophets to preach in Jerusalem. Listen to me now. 3.5 years every day. Every day for 3.5 years. And they will torment the wicked people upon the face of the earth, that they will try to kill them. But they cannot do no harm to these prophets until they have fulfilled their ministry. And these two prophets will be, hallelujah, praise God, thank you, Jesus, it will be Moses and Elijah, the prophet that spoke that he wouldn't reign for 3.5 years. And the last 3.5 years, there will be no rain over the whole face of the earth. No rain. And Moses will prophesy that God will send plagues up on the earth as it was in the days of Egypt. And the plagues will come. It will kill people. It will infect people. And the world will say, stop them, shut them up. They won't be able to shut them up until the fullness of time comes. So the gospel will be preached during the tribulation period by the 144,000, the first part of the tribulation, and Moses and Elijah in the latter part of the tribulation. Okay, we got the Antichrist, number 8, will try to destroy Israel. He will try to eliminate Israel. The nations of the world will gather around Jerusalem and try to eliminate the Jewish people in Jerusalem and in Israel. And they will be defeated by God Almighty. Number 9, causes earth armies to fight against Christ. That is found in 19 and 19. That is called the Battle of Armageddon. That's going to be another war at the end of the tribulation period. So we don't have 3 world wars. We're going to have a war where Christ fights against every army on the planet. Every army going to muster up billions of men to meet them at the Battle of Armageddon. And Christ, in the 19th chapter, the 11th verse, will descend from heaven with the church of the living God. And we will come back on white horses. Christ will be leading it, and we will have the victory. And the Bible said his eyes were like flame of fire. He had a golden crown on. He had a diadem on. They tell me he had a vesture dipped in blood. They tell me he had a name on his thigh. They told me he had a sharp two-edged sword, and his eyes was like flame of fire, and his voice was sound of many waters, and he will announce his second coming when he stands on the top of the Mount of Olives, which is in Jerusalem, and the armies, the saints of God, the church, the body of Christ, the first fruit of those that slept. And guess what? We will rule and reign with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. The final destiny of the wicked dead. The final destiny of the wicked dead will be found in Revelation, 20th chapter, where God raise all the wicked dead, all the wicked dead from Adam all the way over to 2000. And no, it'll be 3000 then, because all the wicked dead won't be resurrected until after the 1000 reign.
and they are going to be resurrected and stand before the great white throne. My God, my God, my God. They will stand in the midst of the universe, in the midst of eternity. And they will stand before the great white throne, and every wicked person that ever lived will not be able to lift up their heads, because they will be condemned because they did not accept Jesus Christ. Come on, preacher. Come on, deacon. Come on, choir singer. You must be born again. Don't be in that last, final, great resurrection. Because if you don't know Jesus Christ, you are a wicked person. You wicked. You don't smoke. You don't drink. You don't lie. You don't steal. You don't do none of that. But you're still wicked. You're wicked because you refuse, you rejected, you deny the only sacrifice that God Almighty had, and that was himself. He died, he suffered, he hung on a cross for 6 hours, dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder, gave up the ghost, went down into hell, took the keys of death and hell from Satan, went back on top side, told the disciples, I'm going away. When I go away, I'm coming again to get a church without a spot or wrinkle. And from that point on, I'm going to let the Jews take the last 7 years, which is called the tribulation. Don't miss the rapture. It's soon to come, my friends. Brother Bazard is not standing up here. He's not walking. I'm telling you the truth. Jesus is coming sooner than I think he's coming. Be ready when he comes. Confess with your mouth, believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved from what? Sin. Sin will never. Sin will never. Sin will never. Sin will never enter into the kingdom of God. Blood of Jesus Christ is the only atonement that God has to set your soul free from sin, death, hell, and the grave. Come on. What profit a man to gain the whole world? Don't die without Christ. Die with him. And I guarantee you, if you die with Christ, I'll see you in glory. Jesus Christ is coming. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the news media. But first, keep your eyes on Jesus. And the news media will tell you just how much time we got left. This World War III will designate you to recognize time is short, day is far spent, sun is going down. I love you out there, every one of you, all the saints, and all those that have not accepted Jesus Christ. Continue to listen to Watchmen on the Wall with Brother Jackson and Brother Bazaar. We'll be back on Saturday at 7 o'clock my time. It'll be 6 o'clock, wherever your time, at Central or Eastern. Keep reading the Word of God. Keep praying. Keep looking up. And keep your eyes on the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Love you. See you soon. This is Elder Bazaar. Have a good evening and a good night. God bless you forever. In Jesus' name, amen.